I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A mission hospital in the Ecuadorian jungle will soon close its doors after 55 years. Hospital Vazan du Shel, or HVO, will be a day clinic until December 31st. HCJB Global President Wayne Peterson says the government built two new hospitals in their area. While bittersweet, God has been opening new doors.
Actually, it fits with our global strategy that we go to areas of the world where we are most needed. And we're finding critical needs for the health care that we offer in places like Ghana, Burkina Faso, Haiti, Nepal, and some of the Stan countries.
Elsewhere, Baptist Global Responses set up a new community center for refugees from Syria. The project is helping centralize the refugees and build a strong community. Partners are helping build homes for the refugees so they can start their lives over in a safe new home. Needs are still high, but food, medicine, and making Christ known continues on. For updates on the relief program and the full story, go to missionnetworknews.org to get connected. And while orphans are getting a helping hand, so are kids with albinism. In Africa, albino children could be considered high risk. Their organs are considered good luck, so they're often targeted by traffickers and witch doctors. Lorella Bouster of Every Child Ministry says people don't get it. ECM's national staff reaches out to these kids in Christ's love.
It provides an opportunity to share the gospel with the whole family of the child that has albinism, because usually nobody else is reaching out to them.
Help us spread the word of ECM's work on Facebook. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.